We spoke about the world of shtar. Kasav gal miyara ol hacheres afa pishen b'sheva pruta. This is not kedusha kesef. Kedusha shtar. The text is bitcha mekudeshetli, bitcha meuresetli, bitcha lila into, and Rava and Nimer of Nachman Paskins bein ayedei aviha, whether the shtar is given to the father or bein ayedei atzma, or whether it's given to her, to the daughter. Mekudeshet midaato v'hu shelo bogra. That's if the we're dealing with a na'ara or a ktana, as long as we have the da'as of the av, then the handing over the shtar is mekadesher, whether the shtar is handed over to her father or to her. So handing over the shtar to the father is a no-brainer. Handing over the shtar to her, so l'chora, that would have to work via shlichus. So the Ritva says very, very conservatively, with a small c, that l'chora, we're dealing over here with a na'ara as opposed to a ketana, because to discover there's no shlichus for a ketana. However, we saw that the Ravid quoted by the Rush and the Tosus Harid that we saw back on the sugya of Arev said, no, this is even by a ketana, but it's not working with the principle of shlichus, but rather it's working with the principle of Arev. The principle of Arev is that wherever it's put down, it's as though it's handed to the Arev. Like the money given to the Lova, it's as though it was given to the Arev, and therefore the Arev is chayav to return the money. So when it's in the hands of the daughter, it's as though it's in the hands of the father. And then that's the Ravid and the Tosfos Rid. The Rush says, that's wrong. That's not the din of Arev. Arev is not a din of a virtual acceptance. Arev is a din of kesef. Bahu hana'a. The hana'a that the word of the Arev was followed and money was lent. That the word of the woman was followed and the money was put where she wanted it to be put. That hana'a serves as the kesef kiddushin. But that would work in the realm of kesef, not in the realm of shtar. And so therefore the Rosh is mechadish to us, a tremendous chiddush, that even though we say there's no shlichus for a katan, he doesn't have power of attorney. That's in a situation where he wants to do something for someone else. So since he's a katan, he has no power, he has no power of attorney. But when we're dealing with something which is being done for the katan, him or herself, directly, like kedushin, then the katan can be a shliach, or the ketana in this case could be a shliach for the father to be mekadesher. Boom, tremendous chiddush. Where does that come from? Kind of right from our sugya. But we don't find such a sheet echoed by other rishonim. And here we come to the issue of the Ramban, that the Ramban is quoted by the Ran as being very, very, very similar l'chora to the Ravid and the Tosfos Rid. I photostated it for you on the page that I gave you, the Ran. The Ran begins because of HaRamban, and then in the fifth line, he points out, the end of the fourth line, the he, the lesla shlichus, even though the katana doesn't have shlichus, havelei ki ilu amar ha'av, kol ha'mekadesh biti mekudeshet lo. That language appears to be the language of the Ravid. It appears to be the language of the Tosfos Rid that we have over here, a din of Arev. However, in the middle of the section, the Ran says, "V'libi nokfi b'dvarim halalu." I don't like that perush at all. That would be fine in the world of Kesef. The world of Kesef is a world of Hana'a. So Hana'a who Lididei. The fact that a person's word is follows, that's hana. But how in the world could it possibly apply to the world of shtar? So we're sort of stuck. How can the Ramban on one hand says we're not dealing with shlichus, we're dealing with ki'ilu, a virtual nesina, but he doesn't hold, the Ramban himself doesn't hold that that's the world of Arev. The world of Arev is the world of hana. So here, I pointed out to you at the end of the last year, that Rav Soloveitchik has an oral tradition in the name of Reb Chaim, that I photostated for you on the Mar Makamos that we gave out last time, in which he points out that every Kedushin has how many components? Two. What are the two components? You have, excellent, Das Machna and? And you have the Maisa Kedushin. You have the act, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, the reception of Kesef, the reception of, on the part of the woman, the reception of Shtar, a participation in Bia, and then we need Das Machna. So it comes along the Ramban, and he posits, when we say that the father of a Nara or a Katana is the Baal Davar, that he is the one whose opinion counts, that's in terms of Das Machna. His Das is that which is going to create the Das Machna. But the Maisa, according to the Ramban, can be done either by him or by the Katana. Namely, the problem of the Katana is not on the level of doing a Maaseh. We paskin even in the world of Shchita, that a Katan can be Shochet. We just, you know, he can do a Maisa Shchita. When we need Das, that's where we have an issue. So in the world of Shchita, we don't need Das. We just have to be sure the Maisa is done properly. So a Gadol Omid Al Gabav, we're sure the Maisa of the Katan was done properly. There's a tour that says that even if the Katan is Yodea La'amid Es Yadav, if he's a professional, he trained himself. Like there's this little girl in America who lifts weights, right? In other words, that she trained herself. So then the katan can do the maisa on his own. In other words, a maisa katan can do. The issue of where you need bagrut, where you need maturity, is the level of das. So the Ramban says, as long as we have, that's exactly the language of Rava, as long as we have vahumi da'ato, as long as we have the das of the father, then the shtar can either be given to him, O ayadei atzma, or give you given to her. And that's the Gemara later on Daf Yud Tes, Tzi'i v'kibli kedushayach, that the father can tell his daughter, you go and receive the kedusha, not dafka by kesef, even by shtar. The maisa kavala can be done by the daughter, and the das by the father. And the Ran, on the other hand, what would he say? Would he disagree that kedushin requires two components? No, but what would he say? That when you have a father, that not only was the da'as granted to the father, but even the maisa has to be done by the father. You can't split. You can't have that party A has the da'as and party B does the maisa. You can't do that according to the Ran. And therefore, since the Torah said, Binureha Beis Aviyah, that the father is in charge, not only is he in charge of the Das, but also he's in charge of the Maisa. What do we do with the din of Tzi'i Kibli Kedushatech? That's a din of Arif. That when the daughter is given the money, it's the Hana'ah that the father's word was done. It's as though he receives the Kesef Kedusha. But that's only by Kesef, not by Shtar. Okay, so that's the Machlokas. And then, what the Rav points out very, very beautifully is that this would explain why the Ran and the Ramban have a double machlokas. One machlokas is, can the girl do a maisa even if it's not her das? What's the second machlokas that we have between the Ramban and the Ran?
What he needs to say. What he needs to say.
Not what he has to say, but rather what is written. We're dealing with the shtar. What's the nusach of the shtar kedushin? Is the nusach of the Shtar Kedushin only, as mentioned in the Gemara, bitech mekudeshetli, bitech mu'uresetli, bitech leila into, or what alternative text does the Ramban offer? Hare at mekudeshetli, hare at mu'uresetli, hare at leila into, that the language of the Shtar Kedushin can also be directly to the daughter, not only to the father. And the Ran says, papikak, eino inyan, that's wrong. The father is over here, the one who is the Mekadesh's daughter. He is the one to whom the shtar has to be addressed. Nu, what's the machlokas? Why would the Ramban have two possible nuschos, while according to the Ran, we only have one, l'shitatam? Again, l'shitatam, no, Jason, just continue, follow through. That since according to the Ramban, there are two components,
and so therefore it doesn't, because it's not dependent on her das.
Right. All we require is that she do a maisa, so the maisa can be addressed to her. The shtar can be addressed to her. She's receiving a shtar kedushin addressed to her. As long as you have the das of the father, that's fine. In other words, we have these two alternatives. And within the two alternatives, not only is the question to whom do you give the shtar, it's also a question of what is the text of the shtar. Mashenken, according to the Ran, there's only one alternative. The father knows best. The father is the only person in the picture. And so just as he is the only one who can receive the shtar, he is the only one on whom the shtar can be addressed. The shtar has to be addressed to him. Bitcha ken mekudeshetli. So we have over here a very, very, very basic machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran. The only issue is in the last paragraph that I gave you in the Rav's Torah is that the Ran kind of got a little heady. The Ran was the Ran. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. I'm not making fun of the Ran. I mean that he just went a little too far and took this also to the world of Gittin. If you look in the last line of the Ran, Ulefi zeh af b'ktana hamitgareshet al yedei aviha. Let's say, again, we had a kedushin that took place when the girl was a ketana or a na'ara. Kedushin didn't last very long, and a get is being given, and she's still a na'ara or a ketana. Tzarech lichtov beget bitech ploni. It has to be written that the gerushin is to your daughter, namely that it has to be addressed to the father. Just as according to the Ran, the shtar kedushin has to be addressed to the father, so also the get has to be addressed to the father. Why do I say that this is going a little too far? What's the difference between kedushin, where we can speak about the fact that according to the Ran, we need the addressing to the father, but in Gittin, the whole concept of get is a one-way street. The get on a deraisa plane doesn't require the acquiescence of either the father or the daughter. A get can be given bal korcho mida araisa until Rabbeinu Gershom, and therefore, who cares what's written, whether it's written bitech or written you? In other words, we're dealing over here not with someone who was participating. We're simply dealing with the reality that the husband is divorcing. So if we don't need the father in the picture at all in the world of get, the get can be given to the daughter. It's a minaf gemina, what language the get uses. In the world of kedushin, where the father plays an active role, he's a partner, his das makna is that which creates the shtar kedushin, so then it has to be written to him. But in the get, the father is totally passive. The daughter is totally passive. The husband is the one who is doing everything. It's unilateral. So if something is unilateral, my nafkamina, whether it's written, your daughter is hereby divorced, or my wife is hereby divorced, it's the same thing. In other words, there's no participation on the part of either the father or the daughter in the world of get. Okay, tzarachiyun. So that last sentence, the Rav left as being tzarachiyun. The Ran concludes, zehu ma shani chochech bazeh lahachmir. Maybe he meant it only as a chumrah, that we shouldn't have a confusion in terms of the languages, but not as an Iker Hadin. I don't know. But that is an issue. Okay? Ad kan, last week's Shia. Now, this week's Shia. Okay, new Gemara. Two lines on the bottom. Two dots. Boy, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. We have a suffix that Rish Lakish raises. Shtar Erusin Shekisava Shelo Lishma. Mahu. In other words, the din of Lishma is originally found in what realm? Do we need Lishma in a shtar mecher, in a shtar matana? We need Lishma in a get. So here we have an issue. Havayos li yitzios makshinan lei. Yitzia v'inan Lishma, af havaya v'inan Lishma. Odil ma havayos lehadodi makshinan, ma havaya de kesev lo b'inan Lishma, af havaya de shtar lo b'inan Lishma. Basar debaya hader pashta, havaya liyitzia makshinan le, amar kra v'yatza v'hayisa. Namely, that we've come a long way since Daf Hei Amud Aleph. On Daf Hei Amud Aleph, we brought in v'yatza v'hayisa to teach us what? V'yatza v'hayisa is machadish to us what important fact which is found in the first Mishnah of Kedushin. Shtar. that a medium of kedushin is shtar. That we saw kesef, staros bekesef yiknu, ki kachish isha, that's kesef. Where do you see shtar? We learn it out from get. Ma yitzia beget af yatza v'hayisa af havaya, her entering into the institution of marriages with a shtar as well. Then we saw on daf tesa med aleph, that the Rishonim bring in the yotza v'hayisa, not only in terms of the fact that a shtar can be used, but in terms of what issue that we dealt with last year, who writes the shtar? Who writes the shtar? That if we're going to compare it to the world of get, right? So our issue is the husband writing the get as a husband, or is the husband writing a get as a makne? And so when we are comparing kedushin to get, how do we compare? Who should write the shtar kedushin, the husband or the wife? The Rishonim brought in. The Gemara didn't speak about that. The Rishonim brought it in. Here, the Gemara says, well, what about all of the other characteristics of the get? Should they be transferred to the world of kedushin? How far does this gezeirah shava of the yotza v'hayisa go? It goes to create a shtar kedushin. The Rishonim say it may determine who writes the shtar kedushin. What about the other characteristics? The most well-known characteristic of a get is lishma. It has to be written with intent. The sofer has to know who the parties are. And he's writing it for these specific parties. A get which is written for one marriage cannot be used for another marriage, even if the names are equivalent. We need a din of lishma. V'kasav la, la lishma. Does this apply to the world of kedushin as well via the gzera shava? That's a suffix of Rish Lakish, and the bottom line of the Gemara is
yes,
it does. A shtar kedushin requires lishma. The question is, what does lishma include? No, in the world of gittin, what facts does the sofer have to have in mind as he's writing the get? Whose name? So let's look in the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin. Kol get shelo nichtav l'shem ha'ish hamegaresh u'l'shem ha'isha hamitgareshet eino get. That we have to have in mind both the husband and the wife. Ketzad, if a sofer is just writing as a practice enterprise, and then he hangs the get in his window, and someone says, hey, that's my name, that's my wife's name. Can I buy that get from you and use it for my wife? And so the halacha is, no, it wasn't written with them in mind. So we're dealing with two parties that have to have in mind the sofer. What's the language of the Rambam Hilchos Ishus? V'tzarich? No, Gimel Dalet. V'tzarich sheyichtov oto l'shem ha'isha hamitkadeshet kiget. Ve'eno kosva l'midaito, kosva shelo l'shma, o shelishma v'shelo midaito, v'shenosto l'midaito, v'ne'edim eina mekudeshet. What does Rama mention? What does the sofer have to have in mind?
Her name.
About his name, the sofer says nothing. Right? On one hand. On the other hand, what comparison does the Rambam bring in? Sarach shichto v'tov l'shem ha'isha mitkadeshet. What's the next word? Kiget. And in get, we know that the husband has to be brought into the picture as well. So this is a question. In other words, when the Gemara speaks about shekosva shelo l'shma, does it mean without her name, or does it mean that without the intent of writing for him and for her? Like by l'chora, it would make sense to say, if we're learning out from Gzeirah Shava, kiget, that we need the intent both for the husband and the wife, but there's a certain lack of clarity over here within the Rambam. Okay, what about other characteristics of a get? Aside from the din of lishma, that has to be written with the proper intent, what else does a get have to contain? And if it's missing, then the get is invalid. Aside from the intent of the sofer, what content do we have to have in a get? What has to be mentioned black and white in the get?
The city.
The city is a takana midrabana. On a daraisa plane, the names. the names. A get requires the name of the husband and the name of the wife. What about a shtar kedushin? Does a shtar kedushin require names or simply harayat mekudeshetli? Just those four words, harayat mekudeshetli. You could add in kedas Moshe Yisrael, get it up to seven. Signed by two edim, handed over from a husband to a woman. That's a shtar kedushin. Don't have to have, just like in the world of kesef, right? You don't have to have her name imprinted on the ring, you know, or imprinted on the dollar bill. All right? In other words, you just give her a ring in front of edim. So you give her a shtar, a mekudeshetli, in front of edim. Do we need names? Who deals with this issue? The Ritva. Okay, so let's look together. Ulinian shmo ushma, ika manda amar, and ika manda amar. Namely, we have a machokas rishonim. Ika manda amar, if you look in the Ritva with a footnote, so it's a machokas within the Ramban himself, namely within Chachmei Sfarad, there was such a machokas. The cave on the Havaya liyitzia makshinan, we're dealing with a hekesh, and we saw we need that because of this hekesh, the shtar is valid, the husband has to write the shtar, it has to be written lishma. So also, being on bishtar kedushin, shmo ushma, the shmo ushma beget is a din d'oraisa. And so also shtar kedushin. The Gemara doesn't mention anywhere. Okay, because it's obvious. However, there are those that say, nothing doing. Midalomat kirinan lebeshum duchta, since it's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara, Mash matfek is for the mixas ravavasa, lo binan bishtar kedushin shmo ushma. We need it in get, so we say that in get, that's a unique zeras akasuv of what? What does it say in the world of Gittin? Because of the Sefer Krisus, Sfiras Dvarim, that over there we need a, everything has to be explicit in the get, muchach mitocho, but it doesn't apply to the world of kedusha. So it's a machokas. What pshara does the Tosis Rid make? Fascinating pshara. On Daf Tesamet Aleph. Again, everyone has a different edition. But the language of the Tosis Rid is quite clear once we find him. On this edition, I'm sorry, in the Oz V'Hadar, it's on Tesamid Beis. In the classic edition, it's on Tes Amar Aleph, in which he points out that in the world of Shtar Kedushin, Ein Sham Ela Shem Ha'ish, V'lo Shem Ha'isha, V'lo Zman. In other words, that in the Shtar Kedushin, we don't have a requirement of Shem Ha'ish, Shem Ha'isha, etc., just Shem Ha'ish. Hare ani Ephraim David ben Azriel mekadesh otach. That's the language of the shtar kedushin. Where do we find such a model that you only require one name as opposed to two names in a shtar kedushin? You require in a get you require both names, the name of the husband and the name of the wife. So the Tosfos Sfiras Dvarim says we don't compare this. That's a bit of Sfiras Dvarim. But what do we require? What does it say in a shtar halva? I owe you $50 signed by the lover. Or if you want to, Ploni owes the holder of this document $50 signed by two edim. And it's handed over to the malva. Namely, in every shtar halva, you have to have the name of the lover. Otherwise, how can you collect the money? Right? In other words, but you don't need the same name of the malva. The malva can transist, in other words, whoever is holding onto the shtar can collect $50 from the lova, an IOU. So I'll get an IOU, and then I can transfer it to someone else. I can be moch, I can do with it what I want. All we have in the IOU is the name of the lova, not the name of the malva. So maybe a shtar kedushin is that a woman is married to the person named in the shtar she's holding. Her connection to the shtar that she's holding it. It was given to her. Doesn't have to have her name in it. And in other words, this shtar proves that she's married to the person written in the shtar. That's what Tosfos Rid points out. And we're not working over here. In other words, that he really paskins like the second day of the Ritva. We don't compare Shtar Kedushin to the Get. Get requires a Torah, it requires Sfiras Dvarim, it requires Nuchach Mitokal. We're not comparing Get to Shtar Kedushin. But a Shtar Kedushin has to have the name of the husband. Otherwise, how do we know who she's married to? We know it's her because she's holding on to it. But how do we know who she's married to? Like a Shtar Halva. How do we know to whom the... from whom we can collect the money. Okay? So that's what we have in terms of the world of shame. What other requirement do we have in the world of get? It's not just enough that it be written lishma, not just enough that it has to have names. You require tzivui haba'al. You require that the husband command the sofer to write it. Namely, if the sofer would, let's say he lives downstairs, of the husband and the wife, and all the time he hears things being thrown around, things being broken, screaming, etc. So he figures, you know, I might as well write a get for this husband, this wife, and it'll be ready for them. When the husband comes down, write me a get. He says, I have it, right? I have to be lishma. I wrote a lishma. I heard you arguing, and so I wrote the get lishma. I had you in mind, I had your wife in mind, etc. That's no good. Right? In other words, that we have a kasaf law. You require the tzivui of the husband. So what about if I have I have a neighbor living upstairs? I'm a sofer. I have a neighbor living upstairs for me. I see he's all head over heels over this girl, right? So I write the shtar kedushin, right? Lishma. I write it lishma, and then he comes to me. I'm going to marry her. He says, "Here, I have the shtar kedushin, but is that okay? Do I need a tzivui of the baal to write a shtar kedushin? Who deals with this issue?" Also the Ritva. So look in the next Ritva, Itmar, Kosbu, Lishma, etc., Perush, Shalo, Bishlichusa, that when the Gemara says Shalom Yidaita, it means without her Shlichus, the Hada Makshinan, that you require, similar to a get, you require the world of Shlichus, Shiitzavah, Lesofer, Lichtov, Laedim, She Yachtim. Okay, we require also the world of Shlichus. So what comes down is that we certainly compare the get, the shtar kedushin to the get in terms of the fact that a shtar is a medium of not just breaking a marriage, but creating a marriage. Both of them are written by the husband. Both of them have to be written lishma. We have a machokas rishonim whether the shtar kedushin requires names like a get, and the Ritva is machadish to us that the world of shlichus, that it has to be written under the command of the husband, applies to the shtar kedushin just as it applies to the world of get. We'll see that this will have relevance to the next sugya that we're going to learn. Okay? Tov, let's continue in the Gemara. We left off on Daf Tes and Medbeis by the two dots. Itmar. Kisavo lishma vishalo midata. Let's say we have a couple that are very, very serious, and they decide to run together in the Jerusalem Marathon, and at the end of the marathon, he wants to surprise his Kala with Kedushin. But he doesn't want to surprise her with Kesef Kedushin. He wants to surprise her with a Shtar Kedushin. So he has a calligrapher write up a Shtar Kedushin, right, with Lishma, with this woman's name in, with this woman's, with Kavana, for this woman, but without her knowledge. She's unaware that it's being written. And then, all the photographers are there, and the mayor of Yerushalayim, and he turns to her and he says, this is your Shtar Kedusha. And in it says, Hare Ani, you know, where it's so-and-so, Mekadesh Otach Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael, hands it to her, and all the photographers say, is that good? It was written Shelo Midata. So, the Gemara says, Rav of Ravina Amre Mekudeshes. Rav Papa, Rav Sharvia Amri, Eina Mekudeshet, Machokes Achronim, whether it's good. Amar Rav Papa, Eima Taima Didhu, Ve'eima Didhi. I'll tell you what we're arguing over. I'll tell you exactly the Nakuda Tamachlokes. Eima Taima Didhu, what is the Svara of my opponents, of Rava and Ravina, Dichsiv, V'yatza v'hayasa. We're comparing a shtar kedushin to a get. Makish havaya liyitzia. Ma yitzia lishma v'shalom idayit. So just as a get has to be written l'shem ha'isha, but her knowledge is totally irrelevant. It can be given even ba'al korcha. Af havayaname l'shma, it can be written with the intent for the woman, v'shalomidaita. Clearly, the woman requires by the Shtar Kedushin intent to receive it, but it can be written without her knowledge, just like a get can be written without her knowledge. That's the reasoning of Rav and Ravina. Ve'ema taima didi, and I'll tell you now what my line of reasoning is. V'yotza v'hayisa, makish havaya liyitzia. We have a different point of intersection between a get and a shtar kedushin. Ma yitzia bin andas makna, just as a get has to be written by the husband, the get has to be written by the husband with the husband's knowledge. Af havaya be'inan da'as makna. So also, the shtar kedushin has to be written by the knowledge of the individual who is makna, who is the balabayit of the deal, who is the one who is basically giving, selling herself. So in the world of Gitin, the makna, the one who has the initiative, the ones whose das we're concerned with, is the husband. In the world of Kedushin, we're concerned with the makna, with the wife. It has to be written with her knowledge. Adkan. Okay? Let's try and understand what is this machlokas amorayim between Rava and Ravina on one hand, and Rav Papa and Rav Sharvia on the other hand, according to Rav Papa, within his line of reasoning. Let's look at Rashi. Ma yitzia shelo midata shaharei al korcha hi mitgareshet. We pointed out that in the world of get, it's clear there is no need for the woman's das, that we do not require her consent. So therefore, this case should be valid. Or do we say that just as a get has to be written b'das makne, haynu ba'al shemakne ota begetze la'atzma upotra mimenu, that what does the get do? It basically gives the woman ownership over herself, that he currently owns the woman, and he is transferring his ownership to her. He is makna, he is transferring his ownership to her, that now she owns herself. He has nothing no longer to do with her. Ubi'inan sheyichtov mida'ato, tichsiv because of la. That has to, the get has to be written with his knowledge, because of la. Afkan da'as makna, dahainu ha'isha sheniknes laba'al. In our case of Kedushin, the woman is the one who is selling herself, who is giving over ownership over herself to the husband, so we require her knowledge. Let's just try and understand what over here is this machlokes. The first shita, that we do not require her knowledge, is the easiest one. Why? Because what's the point of comparison?
Get.
Excellent. Get. Namely, it's exactly parallel to the world of get. In the world of get, the woman is not involved in the time of the writing. So in the world of Kedushin, the woman's not involved in the time of the writing. Exactly. However, according to the Mandama, that she's not Mekudeshet, so Rashi points out that we have a din in the world of Shtaros in general. What is the din in the world of shtaros in general? Who writes a shtar?
Das
makne. Das makne, das hamischayev. The one who is obligating himself. And therefore, what comes out is that the shtar kedushin is really a kilayim. It's really has two components. On one hand, it's like a get, that it's written by the husband. On the other hand, it's like shtaros b'kol haTorah kula, that you require das hamischayev, das makne. So we require in a shtar kedushin two forms of das: the das of the husband, similar to the world of get, and the Das Makne, similar to the world of Kol HaTorah Kula. In other words, so we have over here, according to Rav Papa, we have a Kilayim, we have a Din which is brought in from the world of Get, that she write, I'm sorry, that just as a Get is written by the husband, so also a Shtar Kedushin is written by the husband, even though the husband's not a Makne. Right? That's what we saw on Tesamid Aleph. That since the husband writes a Get, so the husband also writes a Shtar Kedushin. And then on top of that, we have a Din B'Kol HaTorah Kula of Das Makne. And Das Makne, in other words, in the world of Shtar Kedushin, means require her Da'at as well. However, the Ritva does not learn like Rashi. Let's look at the Ritva together. It's that same Ritva that we saw 2 minutes ago, Itmar. Kosfo Lishma V'Shalomi Daita Perush Shelo B'Shlichuta Deha D'Makshinan Lei L'Da'as Ha'ish Beget V'Hasam Daito B'Inan Hainu Shlichuto She Yitza V'La Sofer L'Chtov V'La Edim She'Yachtomu V'Chein Hadin L'Man Do'Amar D'Boi Daito B'Shtar Kedushin Tzorach She'Tomar Af Hi La Sofer She'Yachtov V'La Edim She yachtemu v'ze pashut b'ha d'hacha v'lo b'shum duchta b'itech plonis mekudeshet li ploni v'chein nireli. Skip that last line just up to v'ha pashut. Namely, according to the Ritva, the sugya over here isn't talking about her knowledge. What's the sugya talking about? When it says, when the sugya asks if it's written lishma v'shalom idaita, her knowledge we have. What are we missing? Her shlichus. Was she mitzave the sofer? That do we say that a shtar kedushin is mamish like a get? That in a get we have a unique halacha that you require tzivui, but in a get we only require tzivui habaal. In a shtar kedushin you require the tzivui of both parts. Both of them have to be mitzaveh, the sofer, to write the get. The husband and the wife both go to the sofer and say, we want you to write this shtar kedushin. We want you to be the scribe of our shtar kedushin. So according to the first daya, we say, no, it's like in the world of get, only the husband. And the second daya says, but the world of kedushin, the woman is also involved. She's also a makne. So we not only require the husband's tzivui, we also require the wife's tzivui. Namely, as opposed to Rashi, that in order to explain Rav Papa, we had to create a kilayim between the world of Kedushin and the world of other shtaros, that Kedushin is similar to get, and it's similar to other shtaros. It's similar to get in the fact that the husband writes it, and it's similar to other shtaros in the fact that we need das makne. That's the way Rashi learned. According to the Ritva, no, we're not bringing other shtaros. We're dealing over here purely within the world of get. We're comparing Kedushin to get. And our question is, do we compare it narrowly? That just as get requires tzivui habaal, so also Kedushin requires tzivui habaal? Or do we say that whoever is involved in the shtar Kedushin requires tzivui? The din of tzivui, which we only find by get. We don't find tzivui. There's no concept of tzivui, of a command in the world of Choshe Mishpat. But just as the world of get requires the tzivui of the interested parties, who is the Baal, here in the world of Kedushin, where we have Das Makne, we need the tzivui of both of them. Okay? Namely, if we want to, in a nutshell, find the common denominator between Rashi and the Ritva in their learning the Gemara, again, the distinction between them is that Rashi says to understand Rav Papa, we have to bring in other shtaros. The world of Das Makne is the world of shtaros b'chol HaTorah Kula. Within the Ritva, we're dealing purely within the world of Get. Right? The world of Tzivui is purely within the world of Get. It has nothing to do with other shtaros. But that's the difference between them. What's the common denominator between Rashi and the Ritva? What's the machlokas, the essence of the machlokas between Rava and Ravina, a conceptual plane, between Rava and Ravina, and Rav Papa and Rav Shervia?
Between Rav and Rashi, what is the similar
In other words, that both of them have a certain similarity and they have a distinction. The distinction is that according to Rashi, our question is are we comparing a Shtar Kedushin only to get, or are we comparing it also to the world of Shtaros in general? According to the Ritva, certainly we're comparing it only to get. The question is, in a get, it's enough if the husband is a mitzaveh. Perhaps in the world of Kedushin, you require both of them being mitzaveh. They both have to command. But what is the common denominator? Yes? Exactly. In other words, the question is, in the world of get, clearly the Baal HaGet is the husband. The question is, in a Shtar Kedushin, how many owners are there of the get? How many people create the get? In the world of get, we're dealing with something which is done purely by the husband. The husband creates the get. There's only one person in the picture. In the world of Kedushin, that's our machlokas. If we say v'yatza v'hayisa, according to Rava and Ravina, what are they saying? That in the world of Kedushin, how many people create? According to Rava and Ravina? Also only one. That's the comparison. Just as the get is created by one person, so also v'yatza v'hayisa, the shtar Kedushin is created by one person. That, again, what does that one person do? According to Rashi, we need his da'as. According to the Ritva, we need his sivui. But it's all coming from one person. When we move over to Rav Papa and Rav Shervia, what's the common denominator between Rashi and the Ritva? How many people create a Shtar Kedushin? As opposed to a get? Two. That's the machlokas. According to Rava and Ravina, just as a get is created by one, a Shtar Kedushin is created by one. According to Rav Papa and Rav Shervia, although in a get we only have one who creates the get, in a Shtar Kedushin we have two, the husband and the wife. Where does the wife come in from? According to Rashi, where does she come in from? From the world of
other Shtaros.
Right, that a get is a kilayim. It has the din of get. The Shtar Kedushin is a kilayim. It has the din of get that the husband writes, and it's similar to other Shtaros, Das Machne, the wife is also. So the two of them have to be involved. It's written with the Das of the two of them. We have two who create the Shtar. According to the Ritva, where does the woman come in from? Not from other Shtaros, but from the world of get, that what requirement do we have in get?
Tzivui.
So when we have a get which is written Baal Karcha, only the husband creates it. Only the husband is mitzafa. When we have a shtar kedushin, which requires her agreement, then the two of them create it, and we need the tzivui of both. So we have, okay, we have a common denominator, and we have a distinction. The common denominator is the machlokas, how many owners create, how many people you need to screw in a light bulb, right? So how many people do you need? According to Rav Vina and Rava, one, the husband. According to Rav Papa and Rav Shervia, two, the husband and the wife. Where does the wife come in to the get? According to Rashi, from the outside, and according to the Ritva, from the inside. Okay? But that's the basic machlokas. With that in mind, now let's look at the Rambam. Okay? We have a third pshat of our Gemara that Lechora stems from the Rambam. The Rambam has two psakim, one of which is very, very innocent, and the other one, the Ramban, raises his eyebrows, his virtual eyebrows. Okay? I don't ever saw a picture of the Ramban. The innocent Rambam is the one back in Perek Gimel HaChadalad, the one we already saw. That it began, as we already saw, Tzarach Sheyichtov Oso L'Shem HaIsha HaMeskadesh HaSkeget. And then he continues, Ve'eino Kosva Ela L'Da'ata. Namely, he paskins, like whom? Like Rava and Ravina, or like Rav Papa and Rav Shervia? Who's Rav Paskin like? Like Rav Papa. Therefore, Kosva Shelo Lishma, Lishma V'Shelo Midaita, Afal Pisha Nosna Lo Midaita V'Fnei Edim, Eina Mekudeshet. The writing of the get requires her knowledge. Okay? Now, according to everything we've seen up to now, if it requires her knowledge, it means that she is a co-creator of the Shtar Kedushin. Correct? That's what Papa means. She's a co-creator of the Shtar Kedushin, and as such, we need her knowledge. What else do we need aside from her knowledge? Let's continue in the Rambam in Perek Gimel Chiyudchet. Shliach ha'ish shekidesh. Omer la. In other words, if the husband is sending a messenger to his wife with the means of kedushin, so this messenger goes to him and says, "Hareya mekudesh leproni bekesef ze." If we're talking about money, if the husband gave the shliach a ring to give to his wife, oh, bishtar ze. What if the woman sent a shliach? Im shliach ha'isha hu shemekabel kedushin, omer lo, harei pronis shesholcha otcha mekudeshet li. So the husband tells the shliach of the woman that you're the one who sent you, I want to be mekudeshet to me. Vu omer lo, kidashtia lecha. Okay. Oyastia lecha. Onesatia lecha. I have power of attorney from this woman to serve as her agent to allow you to marry her. V'chein kol kayotzibo. Then Ram continues. V'chein ha-mekadesh al yedei ha'af. If we're talking about a katana or a nara, so the suitor goes to the father and says, "Amal harei bitech pronis mekudeshet li." V'hu omer lo, kidashti alacha. I agree. V'im amar ha'av o hashliach hin, fine, without saying a whole formula, dayo, it's enough. Afilu shasak. Even didn't say anything. Shtika kohoda. So far, so good. Now, we return to our shtar. Again, we're dealing with the shtar for a woman. The Gemara says, we saw in the Rambam, we require her das. What if we are dealing with a father or with a shliach? So if we're dealing with a father, eino kosvo ela midas ha'av, that's fine. Okay? Oh, if we're dealing with a shliach, oh, midat ha'shliach. Now, what's the case? I mean, have the case in your mind. In other words, the woman is in Yerushalayim. The husband is in Chicago. Okay? He can't leave because, let's say, he's in prison. Okay? He's in prison in Chicago. He's snowed into Chicago. He can't leave. So she sends a shliach to receive kedushin from him. So the shliach is expecting to receive a ring. But what does he decide? No, I want him in Bekadeshur with a shtar. So he tells the shliach, look, let's go to the sofer and let's write the shtar. So she's in Yerushalayim. She doesn't know what's flying. Okay? The shtar is being written with whose knowledge? The husband and the knowledge of the shliach. Midas ha-shliach. That's all we require. V'chein v'chal adram kulan shal kedushin k'din ha'ish im ha'isha kach din ha'shliach im ha'shliach o im ha'av. Does this make sense? That it's enough to have the da'as of the shliach even without the da'as of the woman?
Is the shliach an extension of her da'as?
Well, if you learn like Rashi, so we could say that the shliach stands in for her and he's an extension of her da'as. But if we learn like the Ritva, that what do we require? Not only das, but tzivui, that she, it's not enough for her to know, she has to be mitzave, so that's something which is very personal. She has to command. Right? She has to command. And she's not, what?
That's what she told the shliach.
Unless she, and the question is, can she tell the shliach to tell the sofer? That's what the Gemara calls Omer Imru. I'm telling you to tell someone else. When there's a din of tzivui, does Omer Imru work? Can you have a chain when you need a tzivui? So let's look at, turn over the page. You have the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says, the Magid Mishnah quotes, V'nechak olav haramban zal. The Ramban disagrees with the Ramban, bedin shliach. V'amar she'eno kosvo ela mida'ata. We have a Gemara in Daf Tesimid Beis. De'kaimelon gabe get afilu ba'omer imru ha'get pasul. That when we have a din of tzivui, let's say a get. The husband has to be mitzavah. If the husband will tell Edim, tell the sofer to write it in my name. It doesn't work. Omer imru beget pasul, o batel. It's either pasul drabanan or batel daraisa. Hachinami mehasam gamrinan. Ma hasam das makne beinan velo shlucho. Afkan das makne beinan velo shlucho. Afilu bo meres imru. Namely, if we need sivui habal, and that's the way the Ramban also learned the sugya, all chachmei svarad learned the sugya, like the Ritva, that we need tzivui habal and tzivui haisha. Wherever you require tzivui, it has to be direct. So even if the woman would have told the shliach, I want you, in my name, to tell the sofer to write it, it doesn't go. The woman has to pick up the phone and call the sofer directly. That's the bachokas Rambam and Ramban. So what did the Rambam think? So on this we have a Reb Chaim. That's the Reb Chaim that I sent you to in the Mara Makomos. Can anyone tell me over the Reb Chaim in a nutshell? Did anyone see the Reb Chaim? Ah, come on. I mean, I know I wasn't supposed to give shiur until Wednesday, but I informed you Motzei Shabbos I was giving shiur. So you had it yesterday. Okay, I don't mean to give you Musar Chas V'Shalom. But, I'll tell you over the Reb Chaim in a nutshell. Reb Chaim says that there are two types of da'as that are spoken of in the Gemara. When the Gemara speaks about da'as, you could have one of two things in mind. One concept of da'as is the ability to create a shtar. The ability to create a shtar. Whose da'as creates a shtar b'chol ha'Torah kula? No, we've spoken about this a number of times. The da'as ha'mischayev, da'as machna, that creates a shtar b'chol ha'Torah kula. Whose da'as creates a get or a shtar kedushin? Not necessarily the one that's being machna in a shtar kedushin. Whose da'as? A particular person? The husband. Okay? The husband's da'as creates a shtar b'chol ha'Torah kula. The makna's da'as creates a shtar b'chol ha'Torah kula. In Gita Nevekedushim, the da'as of the husband creates a shtar. Okay? Whenever you require a da'as on the level of creating a shtar, so then Omer Imru doesn't work. Namely, if you want to sell a piece of land, and you want a shtar to be written, then we have, I shouldn't say that, that's not true. In other words, I'm correct. Whenever your das is that which is required to create a shtar, that das has to be verbalized directly to the ones who are writing the shtar, not via an intermediary. Let's look over here in the Reb Chaim at the first Venira Lomar. Dehinei Iker Hachdina Demire Lomimsaran L'Shliach, that I can't tell a shliach, I want you to tell someone else. Lo have din the shayach rach beget. Haregam b'shtar matana, mevuar demire lo mimsiran l'shliach. Hayein Rambam, hilchos perek dadol chosliya matana, gam ba'omer imru pasul b'shtar matana. If I want to give a gift via a shtar, I have to tell the sofer, write this shtar. Hare ikar hachdina demire lo mimsiran l'shliach hu b'chol davar shetzarach das b'ayrim. Whenever we're dealing with the person whose power it is to create the shtar, that power has to be formulated, has to be verbalized directly to the one who's writing the shtar. Okay? That's the din where Omer Imru is required. And he summarizes this, the last three lines of that paragraph. Kol hecha debinan maise bailim, whenever we're dealing with someone who has the power to create, amrinan bazeh mili lamim shem l'shliach. It has to be direct. It can't be via a messenger. You can't give a message, tell so-and-so that I said to do so-and-so. Rakabedin, but call davar shetzarach ma'isa balim v'das balim calls it pashut misugya shehivenu. Without getting involved in the whole raya, the middle part, this is the requirement that whenever you require a das that will create a shtar, namely the das makne b'chol haTorah kula, or the das of the husband in Gittin v'Kedushin, Omer Imru doesn't work. Okay, but then there's another time the Gemara uses the word das in a totally different context. And that is a context of lishma. That where does the woman come in to requiring das in the world of kedushin, right? That we pass like Rav Papa, that the shtar kedushin has to be written the das ha'isha. Where does this das come from? So the shtar kedushin, just like the get, is created by the husband. Where does the das of the woman enter into the picture? So according to Reb Chaim, if you look in the next paragraph, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down, where you have 7 words in the end of the line, Va'asher nira muchrach bazeh, the bechol shtaros, lo bi'inan dafka das ha-mischayev, rak das mi she'osa et hashtar, bechol shtaros ha-makna hu she'osa et hashtar, u'mishim hachi, talui bedato. Al kein b'shtar kedushin, kevan de kaimon de ba'al kosvo, hu osa et hashtar, im kein imishum din shtaros lo bin an rak daito l'chud. V'had de bin an daita, where does her das enter into the picture? Hu rak mishum din lishma. It enters into the picture because the shtar kedushin, just as a get has to be written lishma, the shtar kedushin has to be written lishma. The only difference is that in the shtar, in the get, the lishma is totally for the side of the husband. She's totally passive. It can be done even baal karcha. We move over to shtar kedushin. The lishma has to be with her knowledge. It's a das of lishma, and therefore, since over here her das is an expression of lishma, that therefore that can be expressed also via Omer Imru. That can be expressed also via a shliach. That doesn't have to go directly. When we're dealing with a das of creation, when you're the balabayit to create, like a das hamischayev, a das makne, or a husband in Gittin v'Kedushin who has the power of creation, that power has to be verbalized directly. But when your participation, when your das is an expression of lishma, just to show that you are involved, that you are a participant, you're not the one who's creating, but you're simply a party to the deal, that it's lishma, that can be expressed even via Omer Imru. So according to the Rambam, says Reb Chaim, since the woman's participation is that of lishma as opposed to being the Baal HaBayit, the Baal HaBayit in Gittin Kedushin is the husband. The husband does not have the ability of Omer Imru to pass it on via a third party, but the woman can express her da'as via Omer Imru, because she's doing it as a participant, not as a creator. So, according to the Rambam, when we look at the machlokas between Rava and Rav Papa, okay, and we said that according to Rashi and the Ritva, the machlokas is who creates the shtar kedushin. According to the Rava and Ravina, only the husband. According to Rav Papa and Rav Sharvia, the husband and the wife. According to Rav Papa and Rav Sharvia, who creates the shtar kedushin? Only the husband. Namely, that the machlokes isn't whether we have one creator or two creators. According to the Rambam, everyone agrees that only the husband is the Baal HaShtar. Only his das creates the shtar. But according to Rav Papa and Rav Sharvia, where does the woman enter into the picture? On what plane? Why do we require her das? Right, we require lishma. we require the lishma, and the lishma is defined via the tzivui, but that can be done even by omer imru. In other words, that there, again, these, according to Reb Chaim, the das that creates a shtar has to be verbalized directly. The das of a participant in a shtar that comes from the world of lishma, that can even go via a shliach. According to Rava and Ravina, the woman is not even a participant in the shtar kedushin. It's compared purely to get. According to Rav Papa, it's compared to get. But in get, we require lishma. And in a shtar kedushin, the lishma has to come from the participant called the woman. But that is a different das than the das of the husband. Yes?
Just reading it back into the Gemara, the case is, just like in terms of the lashon lishma, the Gemara says that our case is kasu lishma v'shalmidaita. And now we're saying that outside of shalmidaita.
And what's it saying? He wanted to write the shtar kedushin like he wrote a get. That I'm in charge, so I'm telling the sofer write it, and I'm telling the sofer write it, you know, or it's for the shame of my wife. Without her knowledge. In a get, that's perfectly fine. The question is, does it work in a shtar kedushin? So Rav Papa says that since in a shtar kedushin we require that there be participation of the makna, so we require her knowledge. But her knowledge is not that of the creator of the shtar kedushin. Her knowledge is that of an individual whose opinion is important. His opinion is counted in. We need her participation. She's a participant, but not a creator. Once she's a participant and not a creator, so we require her das. We require her das. And we require her tzivui. But that can be done even via a shliach. That can be done, according to the Rambam, even via a third party. It can be done even via omer imru. Because it's not the das that creates, it's the das of a participant. So if you look back into Reb Chaim, just two lines from where we left off, it's about eight lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, Olafiz anira dafil lamad namar debin and da shnehem mishum din lishma mikom akhoim chalukim hem bedinehem. We need the das of the husband, and we need the das of the wife, but on different planes. That the hamiha dashvuye hashtar lishma habalu sheososa. The husband is the one creating the shtar. Midaito naaseh hashtar lishma. Kamo beikar din shtara kol naaseh das habal. Ken chalos din lishma bashtar hu gam ken ayadei habal. Her knowledge, which we need, right? Das haisha nehida ma'akeh bedin lishma belo da'ata lo havei lishma. It's on the level of the lishma that we need her das. But it's not she that creates the shtar. Mikom akom lohi ha'oset hashtar lishma. And therefore, the Rambam says, the fact that a tzivu doesn't work via shliach, that's by the husband who's the creator. He has to tell the sofer directly. But her ma'aseh that's coming out of the world of lishma, all we need is her knowledge, but that could be transferred even via a shliach. It could be transferred even via an omer imru.
We're stuck on the word lishma, because Gemara says there is lishma, so there are two types of lishma we're talking about.
It's written, the lishma that it's written was told by the husband. And which the lishma can be verbalized either by the husband or by the husband and the wife. So what if it was only verbalized by the husband, not by the wife? So Rava and Ravina said, that's fine. All the wife's not a participant, she's not a creator, she's nothing, she's not in the picture. We only have one creator. According to Rav Papa, in Achinami, the husband is a creator, but since there's a din of Lishma, and in Ashtar Kedushin, we have a din that requires the participation of the woman, because she's a makna, but the participation on the level of Lishma, that participation has to be verbalized by the woman, or by the shliach in the name of the woman. Okay. So that's where the Rambam disagrees with Rashi and the Ritva. According to Rav Yitzchak and the Ritva, Rav Papa is telling us that we have two creators of the shtar. Two creators, both of them have to do the tzivui, both of them have to do it directly, etc. According to the Rambam, we only have one creator of a shtar kedushin. We have one creator of a get, the husband. But we need the participation of the woman, according to Rav Papa, on the level of lishma. That participation is necessary, but that can be given to us, according to the Rambam, even by a third party. It can go via telephone. Tell so-and-so to tell so-and-so to tell so-and-so to tell so-and-so. Okay, we'll stop over here. B'li Neder on Wednesday. Did you see the Gemara? I mean, like, where are you holding? Where I'm holding? Further or less? What? Okay, so you saw already the Ein Kos and Shteri Erusin, yes? Okay, so if you'll just take these Mar Makomos. Sorry. So the first Mar Makom is simply on Tosus Ramaskol Hain, that you already covered. I just want you to see two Rambams. I know I'm giving you out of the order of the Rambam. First, Halacha Tetzayin, Halacha Yedalad. Halacha Tetzayin is how the Rambam paskins in the case over there in Ksuvis and Daf Kuftesim Adeis that Tosus quotes. And then, in terms of the Rambam's issue, the Tosus's issue, that's what Rambam talks about in Kaf Gimel Yudalad in the Kesef Mishnah. Okay? So those two Rambams will be parallel to Tosos. Then I'd like to begin with you the Sugya of Bia, that continues for a while, and see the Gemara. It's not a difficult Gemara, from Daf Tesimid Beis Bia up to Daf Yud Amid Aleph, where you have the first two dots. Shmami na tarte. About a third of the line, third of the way down the Amud. Okay? Mai bulas baal, shmami na tarte. Learn the Gemara with Rashi. The Sachakol, only one Tosus on this Gemara on Daf Yud Amid Aleph, but there is a Machokas Rishonim on Daf Tesimid Beis Ad de Mekadesh Uvahadar Baal, that Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva all learn one way, and the Shita Lanod Lami learns another way. And I'd also like you to see on the sugya that distinguishes between whether the husband was Boel, whether she was Nivelet via someone else in terms of the criteria of Bia, there's a Beis Halevi, the original Rabbi Yosef Dov, Halevi Soloveitchik, right? And Chelek Gimel, Siman Zayin, he talks about our sugya and gives us the terminology that will help us to be able to understand the sugya properly. Okay? Okay, so in the Rishonim, you know, there is relatively little, and just to see that Beis Halevi and B'li Neder, so we'll go back to schedule. And we'll have B'li Neder three more Shiurim this Wednesday, and then a week from yesterday, right? So sorry, I speak like I was in Chutz Laretz, because my mindset was that I was there. So a week from yesterday, and a week from today. A week from Wednesday, I'm sorry. Okay, Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday. And then we have to decide where we continue after Pesach. The three alternatives are we can